சரண்டர் டு ஸ்ரீ பகவான் பை தேவராஜ முதலியார். த கிரேட்னஸ் ஆஃப் கம்ப்ளீட் அண்ட் டோட்டல் செல்ஃப் சரண்டர் இஸ் அகெய்ன் எக்ஸ்டோல்டு பை ஸ்ரீ தேவராஜ முதலியார். ஐ ஹட் கோன் டு த ஆஷ்ரம் ஆன் ஏப்ரல் 27, 1947 ஆன் ஹியரிங் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ பகவான்ஸ் இல்னஸ். ஆஃப்டர் 3 weeks ஸ்டே, ஐ வாஸ் இன்டென்டிங் டு ரிட்டர்ன் on May 18th. The day previous to my intended departure, I fell into a mood of deep despondency at the thought that Bhagavan was not doing for me all that he should have done, but was allowing me to drift my own way, perhaps deeming me to be beyond all redemption. In that mood, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I said to him, Bhagavan, here are a few stanzas which eloquently describe how I feel at this moment. I pray for Bhagavan's kind attention to them while I sing them. So saying, I recited the 3 following stanzas of Shiva Prakasham Pillai. You have taught me that though we may plan crores of things, nothing fructifies without God's grace, and that therefore the best devotee is he who does not plan anything. And yet I have not taken your teaching firmly to heart or controlled my mind. I do not follow the supreme path which you, my rare guru, have taught. I do not give up my attachment to the world. You have made me mentally aware of the truth that I am not this perishable body, but you have not vouchsafed me practical realization of the truth. A kind master should control and save his slave, and not abandon him in disgust as an incorrigible brute. If you continue thus, leaving me poor to go my ways, how am I to be saved? Weakling that I am, I will not correct myself, and you, my lord and master, will not correct me. Have I any help except you in this life or the next? Tell me, what exactly do you intend to do with me? Is this right of you, my guru? Bhagavan kept quiet for 1 or 2 minutes after I had finished this earnest prayer, and then, out of his boundless grace, was pleased to tell me, whether I do or don't do anything, why not simply surrender and keep quiet? Here I must say that the only method I have adopted to achieve liberation or self-realization is simply to throw myself on Bhagavan. So surrender to him completely as lies in my power, and to leave everything else to him and Bhagavan's teaching, that last I ever got from him before his Mahasamadhi was just this: your business is simply to surrender and leave everything to me. If one really surrenders completely, there is no room for one to complain that the guru has not done this or that. This is not a new teaching to me or anyone else. However, coming to me in that context, and probably because Bhagavan willed it so, it gave me great satisfaction and solace, convincing me that whatever appearances might indicate, Bhagavan was looking after me, and it was foolish for me to imagine that he was not doing this or that for me, or to give away to worry or despondency about it. to me and a number of other devotees of Bhagavan. He was God and all in all. We felt as Saint Arunagirinathar felt when he declared to Lord Muruga, "I have none except you and will follow none except you." I have often sung this song before Bhagavan, substituting Bhagavan for Muruga in the last two lines. But about whomsoever we sang, whichever temple we visited, or whatever image we worshipped, our homage always went to Bhagavan. My recollections of Bhagavan Sri Ramana.